The police want parents of young people who might get caught up in ratting after flag protests to take responsibility for their children. Yesterday, the PSNI confirmed that 174 people have now been arrested in connection with the ongoing protests and disorder across Northern Ireland, with 124 people charged. Just over half of those arrested are under 21, with nearly a third under 17. It was also revealed that two senior officers from the Metropolitan Police who oversaw the operation dealing with the London riots are helping the PSNI with the flag protests here. Detective Superintendent Sean Wright explained why he had decided to bring in officers from the Met.
I took a decision to bring over the senior investigating officer and his deputy from the Metropolitan Police Service by way of providing me with some useful insight into what they had to deal with, and to provide me with some peer support. Policing is quite a dynamic job to carry out. We don't know everything. We have to learn from the experiences of our colleagues, and it seemed to me quite opportune to draw on that experience.
Let's speak to the Sinn Féin Policing Board member, Gerry Kelly, this morning. Morning to you, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen.
East Belfast community worker Jim Wilson. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Gerry, what do you make, first of all, of the police response here? They've come under quite a lot of pressure. People asking questions, what have they been doing? And now all of these weeks later, they're telling us, well, they're bringing in help from the Met and they're going to do something in the future.
Well, I think we need to separate the issues out here. And I mean, I heard just on Good Morning Ulster this morning about this issue, and then did a bit of checking. So in terms of what's happening there, my understanding is that these two investigative police officers came over from the Met. One of them was in charge of the post-investigation, I understand it, after the riots in August 11. Now, you know, we've had all sorts of discussions around the differential between the way they handled riots over there and the way they handled here. But setting that aside, my understanding is it's purely down to investigative capacity. That it's a matter of gathering. There's a huge amount of evidence to be gathered now. Rather than taking PSNI officers off the street, they're going to send a lot of this material over so that it can be, because a lot of it is reviewing evidence, going through videotapes, et cetera, identifying people, that they can send that to a bigger and more effective team. That's my understanding. That's what I was told this morning.
See, Gerry, that's all fine. I'm going
to your second part of your question, which is different. That's why I'm trying to separate them out. I mean, you've heard me on from directly from the 3rd of December, saying that there was a differential in terms of the policing here. That if the crowd outside the City Hall had been a Republican crowd, in actual fact, there would have been action taken that night. There was undoubtedly an attitude from the PSNI, which was, let's see where this goes, as opposed to dealing with the criminal acts or blocking the roads, et cetera, which frankly, would not have happened and did not happen if it had been in Republican areas. So I've been very critical of that. I think that's it's certainly a separate part of the same argument, if I could put it that way.
You know, I'm unable to ask direct questions face-to-face with the police because they simply will not engage, which is interesting in itself. But you know the score, as does everyone else. I'll continue to ask the questions of the police publicly. And whether they want to duck this show or not, that's fair enough, but the questions will be asked. And here are the questions. You know, how come, and I reported on the riots in England, I was on the ground in England when it happened, how come within hours, and it was literally within hours, after the police lost control of the riots 2 years ago, the police were had photographs of those people engaged in criminality. The police had billboards printed and were parading them around the major cities in England. The police were doing dawn raids on houses, arresting people. The police had the media with them so that the optics were law and order will prevail. And we're being told that the PSNI is filtering through CCTV footage. Like, how come there was a speedy response in England and here in Northern Ireland, the police are still talking about it?
And all of those points, if I could say, Stephen, was put over a protracted period. At the time, if you remember, then after that there was riots in the Ardoyne area, and all of these points were put, and people still do not understand how, with all the experience. And remember, in Britain they did not have CCTV in situ that, like they have here in certain interface areas. They do not have over there, I presume, the type of cameras that are there all the time on the jeeps and vehicles that travel about. So it is something which has never been effectively answered. And the speed with which they moved in Britain and compared to the speed with which they moved here is a question which has never properly been
answered. Jim Wilson, very, very important here for us to be clear. I am not talking about protesters. I'm really genuinely not, because the debate has been had about protesters, where they should be, where they shouldn't be. I'm talking about anybody in this society involved in criminality, and I refer back again, Jim, to the images that we saw on the national news that were beamed around the UK of people battering the police, walking right up to the noses of the police and battering the police, and they are not arrested and they are not taken to task, and there is no PR even response, public relations response from the police to say, you will not get away with that. They did get away with it. Jim Wilson.
With the greatest respect, I have, and with the greatest respect to Jerry, I have stood by, and I've been involved in this for years and years, I have stood by and watched people from the nationalist community standing on Landovers, breaking off mirrors, doing all sorts of damage to police Landovers, and the police not getting out.
And exactly the same question would apply, Jim.
Let me get to the point. You're asked the question. I'm going to give you a couple of answers to what you're asking me. You know, it's very rich for Jerry to come on and say these things about the community that I come from, which has been a law-abiding community for a long, long time, and has accepted a lot of hurt and pain from the Republican movement over the last lot of years. But it's very rich for Jerry to come on and say that this is how policing should be done. We all know how policing should be done, but the police have a difficult task when sometimes they're overmanned and overpowered by a situation that develops. Because this is the answers I got from the police when I asked them why young Republican youths were allowed to get on, claim I physically owned the Landovers, trying to put the windows in. And I have seen all this. I've seen what's happened here and the attacks on the police. So let's get them and marry them in, okay? So I understand and accept that. And the rule of law must be a rule of law for everyone. I accept that again.
But, Jim, it must be seen also. And that's why I've said let's park the whole issue of protesters. If it's nationalist, loyalist, whatever, right? I am grouping everybody into the same pot here. It's also about not just the rule of law being upheld, it's about the rule of law being seen to be upheld. And I put it back to you, and yes, you're right. We've seen nationalists do it in the past. We've seen loyalists do it now, Jim. The point is, they are laughing. They are laughing at the decent people in this society who, if you go 2 miles over the speed limit, if you drop a cigarette butt on the ground, you're fined. If you don't pay your parking ticket, you go to jail. And meanwhile, if you have a plank of wood in your hand and you batter a police officer, you get away with it. Now, what does that do? That laughs at the rest of us.
Stephen, you have to realise, you know, Gary got a good bit of time there to explain. Two things I want to talk to you about, and it's about the police tactics and about the youths that are involved in these riots. Number one, the police tactics, they have to make a tactical decision there and then. Is it going to inflame the situation? Is the situation going to be any better? Are they attacking the way that they are? They need to make those decisions, and they're on the ground. They have to judge it probably by numbers. Have they enough numbers to go in?
Jim, agreed. I'm not talking about on the night. I'm talking about the next day and the day after it and the day after it. And I put it to you again, the scenes that we saw now weeks ago that were beamed around national television, some of those people who did not have scarves over their faces, some of those people who were actually laughing into television cameras while on the other hand battering the police, are walking the streets and they have not been arrested.